Five Things Arjuna Has to Concentrate on for His Occupational Duty, by Krishna's Mercy.
Karmane evadhikaraste. Ma faleshu kadachan. Ma karma falhetur bhur. Ma te sangostva akarmani.
Quote, "You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.47.
1. Hitting targets. Arjuna is a Kshatriya warrior. Since he is known as the best marksman, one of his names is Savyasachin. He proved his ability at the Swayamvara of Princess Draupadi, where he pierced the eye of a fish with an arrow. This was without having a direct vision of the fish. 2. Watching for enemies. It is a heightened sense of awareness. You have to remain alert. People are trying to kill you, after all. If you doze off, if your mind wanders to some other place, if you fail to pay attention, it could be over. You will lose your life. 3. Observation. Arjuna has to look at others. He must identify the enemy. He must know where his troops are, what they are doing, and how they are faring. He must similarly assess the strength of the enemy, to see where firepower should be directed. 4. Knowing when to retreat. As proud as a person is of their ability, sometimes it is better to walk away. Live to fight another day. This moment might not be the hill to die on. Arjuna has to make these calculations in an instant. There is no time to spare. 5. Knowing when to attack. The same applies for moving forward. The enemy might only be vulnerable for a few moments. That is the time to pounce. Otherwise, the same opportunity will not come again. The entire dilemma of the Bhagavad Gita situation, as passed along on the battlefield of Kurukshetra from the teacher Sri Krishna to the disciple Arjuna, is whether or not to act. Whether to proceed as planned or scratch the entire proposal. Whether to fight valiantly or to drop the weapons. As there is duality in this world, any action, or lack thereof, is a source point for criticism. If I choose to act in a certain way, it means that I have failed to act in another way. That failure becomes a vulnerability. Whether someone is thinking rationally or not, whether they have my best interests at heart or are looking to bring me down, whether they are grounded in morality or jump from one interest to another based on selfishness, they feel they are justified in their criticism.
Karmane akarm yah pashed. Akarmani cha karm yah. Sa buddhiman manusheshu. Sa yukta kritsna karma krit.
Quote, "One who sees inaction in action, and action in inaction, is intelligent among men, and he is in the transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.18.
Sri Krishna explains to Arjuna that there can be action in inaction and vice versa. My failure to act might be the best decision I ever made. My intervention might actually be the only way to steer clear of trouble. If I look busy, though I am disinterested, it keeps others off my back. There are intricacies and nuances to the dilemma, and so there is a requirement for an expert teacher. They should review the different topics. They should try to resolve the inconsistencies or contradictions. They should be willing to accept feedback, to answer questions, to stay with the disciple until they have understood everything properly. Krishna did this and more, proving the claim that he is the Adiguru. He is the original person, and he is the original teacher. Before there was anything, there was the Supreme Lord. Even before Lord Brahma could go about creating, there had to be someone to inspire him, to inform him what to do.
Aham evasam evagre. Nanyad yat sadasat param. Paschad aham yad etatcha. Yo vashishyet sosme aham.
Quoth, Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead, and after annihilation what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2.9.33.
One of the core teachings Krishna presents relates to detachment. Do not necessarily abandon work entirely. Simply remove the attachment to the outcome, and more specifically the fruits of the work. This is not that difficult a concept to understand, if we take some examples with which we are familiar. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada describes the situation of the teller at the bank. They accept deposits. They literally take money in their hands. It is part of their occupational duty. At the same time, they are not attached to that money. They know that it belongs to someone else. In the same way, we can go about our fruitive activities. We can also devote complete and full attention to the work. We see that Arjuna had so many aspects to pay attention to. He was not negligent on the battlefield. He did not use Vedanta philosophy as an excuse to perform poorly. He did not rely on the assurance from Krishna that everything would turn out okay. In closing, everything to turn out okay. Backed by Krishna to say. Then in work steady and stable. Arjuna ready, willing, and able. But not Vedanta as excuse using. To be negligent or set on losing. Work with vim and vigor applied. Efforts for supreme interest tied.